The Democratic National Convention concludes this evening in Philadelphia. Yesterday here on Current State, we spoke with a couple of delegates from Michigan. The busy schedule today is highlighted for the Michigan delegation by a session with Bernie Sanders. Current State Scott Pohl talked with Detroit Free Press reporter Kathleen Gray early this morning. What's she covering today, Scott?
Well, as you might expect, Mark, she's spending the morning at that breakfast with Senator Sanders. And not surprisingly, the activity in Philadelphia isn't just about the campaign for president.
Kathleen Gray, welcome to Current State.
Hey, Scott, how are you?
I'm fine. Thanks for talking with us this morning. Now, yesterday on the show, we talked with two members of the Michigan delegation, Hillary Clinton supporter Chris Savage and Bernie Sanders delegate Mark Lachey. While they backed different candidates, they seemed to be on the same page moving forward. From the floor this week, the level of contention between the two camps seems to have been ebbing and flowing. What have you observed in general and amongst the Michigan delegation? You described the delegation as pretty contentious. What's been going on?
Well, there is breakfast every morning for the Michigan delegation, and those breakfasts have been pretty contentious. There's a handful or maybe close, 6 to a dozen people who are really hardcore Bernie Sanders supporters, and they want their voices heard and have been very vocal and very upset at the way this whole thing has shaken out. So they've been, there was some interruption of some speakers. There was a point where they, the chair of the Michigan Democratic Party finally just took the microphone away in order to try to maintain some level of control. It's been pretty contentious, but I think that people are starting to come around. People have been texting me pictures of Bernie supporters and Hillary supporters standing together arm in arm. And so I think perhaps President Obama's speech last night and Joe Biden's speech and Michael Bloomberg's speech may have gone a long way to try to unify these folks.
As we were watching on TV last night, we saw some of that on TV with people standing together, holding a sign that said, "I was with Bernie, now I'm with her."
Mm-hmm. Right. And, I think that some of the Bernie Sanders supporters just needed that time and needed the opportunity to kind of vent their frustrations with the system, their frustrations with the email leaks from the Democratic National Committee that showed a bias towards Hillary Clinton. I think that they just needed some time to get there. And I think it's happening. We'll see. The Michigan delegation's breakfast starts shortly. And Bernie Sanders is coming to speak to the Michigan delegation. And we'll see if he does enough to kind of unruffle those feathers that have been ruffled in the past week.
One thing I'm curious about is these sessions you've described that the Michigan delegation takes part in. We see what's going on the floor on TV all night long, but we see less of these meetings that you've described. Aside from the presidential politics, I'm curious about other things that might be going on there, like, for instance, jockeying for position to run for governor in 2018, that sort of thing. Is there a lot of that going on?
Absolutely. You've got both Dan Kildee and Gretchen Whitmer, who are the two most prominent people who have expressed an interest in running for governor in 2018, and both of them are here. And Gretchen sponsored one of the breakfasts, the first breakfast on Monday morning, and was a speaker. Dan Kildee spoke one other day, and he also hosted a lunch for the delegates. Now, the lunch for the delegates was not open to the media, so we didn't get to hear that message. But he talked, when he did talk to the delegates that we did see, he talked a lot about Flint. And I think if you just changed a couple of the words there, you might have been hearing a campaign speech from both of them for 2018. Now, although they say that, gosh, this is all about 2016, it's not about 2018. But, they acknowledge that both of them are looking at it very seriously.
Mike Duggan's name has been bandied about as well as a possible candidate for governor. Has he been involved in that sort of jockeying?
He hosted a reception on Sunday night for delegates, and he continues to say, no, I am absolutely not running. I'm running for reelection as mayor of Detroit next year, and stop asking me. But I think that there are a lot of Democrats who would love to see him on a gubernatorial ticket. He's done such a great job in Detroit, and I think that a lot of people think that if he was on the ticket, it would be a slam dunk for Democrats. But he continues to say, no, don't put my name out there. So we'll see what the next year brings.
Kathleen Gray is in Philadelphia covering the Michigan delegation to the Democratic National Convention. There were a couple of speakers yesterday at the main convention from Michigan, including Mike Duggan of Detroit.
I was born in Detroit, and for decades I've watched our city lose tens of thousands of jobs. I'm 58 years old, and the population of Detroit has declined every single year I've been alive. But that's changing now, as our city's recovery is fueled by a renewed spirit of unity and a commitment to creating a comeback that includes all Detroiters.
And Flint Mayor Karen Weaver.
Today, the help we need from our federal government to start rebuilding our drinking water infrastructure still sits blocked in the Republican-controlled U.S. Congress. I am a voice for Flint, and we need your help.
Tell us about the impact you may have seen, not just amongst the Michigan delegation, but how the other states around you responded to their messages yesterday.
Well, it was very enthusiastic. The Flint water crisis has kind of taken on a national tinge. Because there are so many cities out there that have problems with their water. And so I think that that was a message that a lot of states could relate to, a lot of cities could relate to. And as far as Mike Duggan goes, Detroit is a success story. And they went through bankruptcy, and, he had a good line in there about, that Donald Trump is somebody who knows a little bit about bankruptcy, but Detroit is only going to go through one. And, Donald Trump has had a number of his businesses have had a number of bankruptcies. So I think that people responded very well to that. It was a good line for him.
One final question. We're talking on Thursday morning, the last day of the Democratic National Convention. Aside from Hillary Clinton's acceptance speech tonight, what's on tap today that we'll be reading about at freep.com later today and in the Free Press tomorrow?
Well, we've got Jennifer Granholm is going to be speaking tonight as well. So we'll certainly be there for that. Hillary Clinton is also speaking. And, there are a few things that that we're working on that you'll have to tune back into freep.com to check out in the morning.
And I expect some coverage of the talk that Bernie Sanders gives to the Michigan delegation this morning will appear
absolutely.
Midday,
yes.
Maybe. Yeah. Okay.
Well, hopefully this morning we'll be doing that story and seeing how people are reacting to him and how what message he has for the delegates that are supporting him here.
Kathleen Gray covers politics for the Detroit Free Press. She is in Philadelphia covering the Michigan delegation to the Democratic National Convention. Kathleen, great talking with you. Thank you.
Well, thanks for having me.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.